KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com. Happy trails
to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails. As we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. Hammond Trail is a good start. We want more. Today on the program, we've got Emily Sinkhorn. We've also got Cliff Clendenin joining us today, wearing his hat of the North Coast Railroad Authority. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Cliff. It's not too often that I get another Cliff to talk to.
I know, and even though you have two Fs and I have one F, we sound the same on the radio.
Almost identical. So thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. It's been a while since we've had a representative from NCRA on with us. Do appreciate that indeed. So let's just jump right into it. Annie and Mary Rail Trail. This is one of those things we've been talking about for some time. We were talking a little bit off air. This is kind of like a test case, if you will, for successful rail banking and getting in a trail, right?
Yes. So what we're looking at is on the NCRA and also in conjunction with the County of Humboldt and the Humboldt County Association of Governments, kind of all three entities are looking at this as sort of options for the future, first for Annie and Mary, but also we're looking at this as to inform us for future planning.
Exactly.
So the NCRA has 316 miles of right-of-way spanning four counties, Marin, Sonoma, Mendocino, and Humboldt. And this is one section that's not deemed by our operator, John Williams of NWPCO, to be viable for freight in any of his future planning scenarios. So there's been a great volunteer group, Friends of Annie and Mary, that have worked tirelessly and fundraised and done, really been, you know, keeping the candle flame alive for a long time. So where we are now, Hank Seaman from our Natural Resources Division of Public Works in working and also working with other folks, Merritt Perry of Windsor & Kelley and also Megan Ryan and Marcella Clem of the HCOG staff, all of those folks have been working to basically look at the right-of-way that we have between Arcata and Blue Lake, the Annie and Mary right-of-way. And we own, and this is true for all of our ownership, all of the NCRA right-of-way, but some of it we own outright, which is called fee title. Others we have easement, and okay. That just means we have the right to run a train. We also have different kinds of easement. So we're trying to sort out those different pieces and then also look at the history there, and we're hoping to rail bank that section, and we've engaged an attorney, and this is through HCOG, the Humboldt County Association of Governments. We've engaged a rail banking attorney who understands this arcane part of federal law.
Okay, and how is that going at this point? How is the process moving along?
Well, there, I think it's still basically in front of Hank Seaman over at the Humboldt County Public Works Department, who, you know, we task him with a myriad of things, and we're still at the research stage and trying to determine some of these easements and ownerships are on documents that are over 100 years old, and it's a difficult title search to do. So that's kind of where we are right now, to find out what's the base information, and then we'll move from there to what actions we could take based on that.
Okay. So any estimate on how long that whole process of just, you know, getting the title searches done and all that stuff for the rail banking to actually take place?
Well, some of these things in government sort of take somebody pushing hard, and I think the most recent person I got to really take my hat off to is Blue Lake resident and my fellow NCRA member, Bill Keir, mm-hmm. who has said, dang it, we got to do this. Let's put some let's turn the burner up here a little bit and make something happen.
And I'm really hoping that
I'm
really hoping that we hear back some information from the rail banking attorney by the end of the year. That seemed to be perhaps maybe a hopeful timeline.
Yes, and that's I think accurate, Emily, and you know, kind of the sooner and the better information we can get to him to operate with, that'll really be a help. And again, really appreciate our Public Works Department at the county, Tom Mattson, allowing Hank to put some of his considerable skills to work here.
Indeed. Now let's just fast forward to a point where all that is said and done. The rail banking process is done. Title search done. What kind of process, Emily, are we looking at to then just turn that into the trail that we're all hoping for?
Well, fortunately, there's so many different balls in the air and that are being worked on. There's the bridge over the Mad River that the county and the Humboldt Bay Water District have been working on to to replace, and so that's moving forward. There already has been initial feasibility studies and some phase one hazardous materials studies done, and so there really is a lot of work that's already been accomplished, and there really has been there's been so much support both from HCOG and the county and Blue Lake and Blue Lake Rancheria, and I think the next step will definitely be discussing about trail management and who's really going to be the operator of different portions of the trail. And I think once we figure out the rail banking question, a lot of the funding for final designs and construction really will fall into place.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really appreciate the effort in bringing this forward, and the rail banking process that NCRA has been willing to get into with regarding to the Annie and Mary Rail Trail. Cliff, one thing that you mentioned is that North Coast Railroad Authority, of course, has tracks in all over the place, many different counties. It's not just here in Humboldt County. This, of course, is our focus, where we are here. But, it's all over the place. What are all the counties that the NCRA is in?
Well, we connect up to the Union Pacific Main Line at a place called Shellville, and mm-hmm. that's over in Napa County. And then the tracks run basically west over into a corner of Marin County, and then up through Novato and through Santa Rosa, and extend as far as Windsor. And so we actually have active freight service paid for by money from the California Transportation Commission, and it cost about $60 million to reopen the lower 62 miles. So we have active freight service running there now. Our operator, I should say, Northwestern Pacific Company. Mm-hmm. And they're hauling grain to Petaluma. They've got some wineries and breweries that they're courting for customers. So this is only about a year old, and it's just a fledgling deal. But anybody that's gone through the witnessed the incredible tax dollars for construction of extra freeway lanes through Santa Rosa and Marin County there knows how important it would be to get some of those diesel trucks off the road. And so, in fact, that's already occurred, and we hope that that line will be much more utilized in the future.
Right. The southern part of the line is in works. That's what I wanted to touch on. Now, last time we were on the air, you and I, on this show, as a matter of fact, we talked about the feasibility of activating train service between here through the River Canyon and connecting up with that. And at that point in the game, you said that was pretty much off the table at this point, just because of the enormous costs involved and just the environmental effort that would be needed to get through the River Canyon. Is that still the case?
That's still accurate, Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And what underpins any transportation activity is what's the economic or social need that's gonna sort of underwrite that use. So if you're talking about a railroad freight line through the Eel River Canyon, I would never say never, but what would be the driver that would do that? And also we have to look at what's the environmental and permitting climate. When that mm-hmm. railroad was put through in 1914, in fact, some of my family members went down by steamship to San Francisco and took the inaugural trip up through there. And we still have a little memento from that trip that was tossed out at the crossing at 12th Street.
Right. I was told by people who know the history of that even back when in the day when it was up and going through the Eel River Canyon, it was so geologically unstable that they had to rebuild the tracks. They would kind of slide down the hill every time a train went by, and they'd have to kind of rebuild it each time.
Yeah, that's true. And then when you think of both the construction of that and then the maintenance of that, if you could just push the blue clay in the Eel River, that makes it much, much easier. But a lot of those places, there's no way to get the no way to get the spoils out even for a repair, and other than backing up on the track. So it's a single track. The permitting climate and the environmental climate to do that the bar is really high for what would be possible. We would love to go in there, however, and increase fish passage and fix dams and culverts and get debris out of the river. That would be a great project, and we could probably even find agency and environmental partners to work on that with us. That's an outstanding thing I'd like to tackle at some point.
So Cliff, let me run this past you as well. With that said, the realistic, reality of reviving that being so extremely low at this point, why is there seems to be hesitancy on the NCRA's part to rail bank that line, since those are a lot of easements going through that part of the county that are going through private land, with it fallow for so long, couldn't private landowners just say, for all intents and purposes, it's abandoned, we want our land back, and then the easement is pretty much gone?
They potentially could, and I'm in favor of keeping that in public ownership.
Right.
Now, as to what use that is, that's yet to be determined.
Sure.
I know there have been, through some of those stretches, there have been thoughts of doing an extensive trail system down through southern Humboldt and northern Mendocino counties. I think it's really important to keep in mind, and actually different people on my rail board from different political persuasions have been enthusiastic for ideas that have come forward, but they want to see ideas with good plans, some kind of potential funding stream, and some sense of usage. And so I think some of the plans that have been looked at, particularly Karen Deemer's plan to go from with the city of Arcata, to go from city of Arcata down as far as Breakit.
Mm-hmm.
That was enthusiastically received because it had all those factors. It had, some good engineering drawings, a potential timeline. It had a way to fund that, and a demonstrated need. So I think all those pieces together are what we would want to see. I know that a lot of the ranchers down through Fort Seward and along those areas on the railroad would love to see the railroad back. That's kind of, that's been there for, 100 years. Now, having any other activity would be kind of another question, because a lot of those, that's open cattle range in a lot of those places. So they don't want anything that would adversely impact their ability to maintain their ranches.
Sure.
But I think it's important to keep that, to not let those easements expire and be abandoned.
I think rail banking is
just exactly the tool that would do that.
I think that's a lot of people's concerns on both sides of the argument, is that so easily could happen with it laying fallow for so long. With regard to, for instance, trails going through areas, it's the same argument happens each time a trail comes in. I know the same thing happened with the Hammond Trail, as a matter of fact, where it was going through areas and people weren't sure what kind of element it was going to attract. Luckily, these things seem to bear out where it seems to attract quite a good element, makes an area quite nice. But that's, of course, down the road. One thing I want to touch on is Timber Heritage, the Timber Heritage Society, and their desire to get a like a I'm not really a passenger train, but more of a a little excursion train, around the bay. There has been some collaboration between trail enthusiasts and timber heritage folks about the possibility that everyone can support is the possibility of speeder rides between Samoa and Arcata, since those tracks are in much better shape. Not a lot of restoration needs to be done, and it's a lot less controversial. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, First of all, I just really appreciate folks from both the trail side and the Timber Heritage Association who do great work, run those great speeder rides that I've enjoyed, mm-hmm. and really are preserving a lot of just wonderful Humboldt County history. I really appreciate that those two sides, who have frankly not been on the same page, there's a group of folks that have met and have looked at how could we support each other, because and I know from my position sitting behind different dioceses and having an item come before us, it's really powerful if you see that people have done their own homework and have worked things out in the community and can bring something forward that has broad support. That's really nice from the position of an elected official to see something like that. So I applaud and want to assist in that work. If there's some way that the trail folks can look at what they're wanting and then at the same time be supporting the Timber Heritage folks in whatever speeder activity or potential excursion train and try to figure out, can those operate together, or there's some areas that would benefit one versus another, and then have those groups mutually support each other that's a home run.
Yeah, I agree. I guess we're running out of time quickly. One thing I just wanted to ask you about, we all know that Caltrans is going to be re-examining their work on the safety corridor. Take a look, there a lot of folks weren't happy with the plan. They're going to have to rework it and take a look at it again. Once again, run it up the public flagpole, if you will. Do you think there is an opportunity for Caltrans, working with the North Coast Railroad Authority, perhaps to maybe work together to add a trail element along the safety corridor?
That's a great idea, Cliff, and this might actually be a prime time considering that, Caltrans apparently is re-looking at that, mm-hmm. in light of the Coastal Commission's stated, not opposition, but at mm-hmm. least, wanting to see that modified. So, I think as we look at the corridors north here between, the four ways to... potential ways to get north between Eureka and Arcata, between Highway 255 and North Coast Rail Authority, the freeway, and Old Arcata Road, have a kind of a unified game plan so that one aspect's not negatively impacting the other, and look at the sort of put the right of way out on the table there as an open book and really see what would best serve the community. But that's an excellent suggestion.
Excellent. Well, we'll. We'll see if we can put that on the table the next time we talk with Caltrans.
Yeah, no kidding. And I really see there's a lot of hope for that project being improved in the next few months before it comes back to the Coastal Commission. And I think they, really loudly heard that there were a lot of concerns, about non-motorized access and coastal access. And I'm hopeful that some things, really will be improved on that project. So
absolutely,
we will see.
Absolutely. Well, we're pretty much out of time, but Cliff Clendenin, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day. And,
yes, board meeting in 7 minutes, so
you got to get
you
going.
Very much.
Absolutely, and thanks for wearing the NCRA hat today. It looks marvelous,
okay.
By the way.
My pleasure, Cliff, and thank you, Emily.
Thanks,
all right. And it's confusing, too many Cliffs. And thank you, Emily, as always, and for pulling this together. We do appreciate that. Is there any other stuff that we need to touch on?
No, just that today is the first day of May, which is the first day of Bike Month.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned for next week. We'll be talking more about all of the events coming up in May.
Mm-hmm.
And, hope to see everyone out on their bikes.
Absolutely. And as always, if you would like to hear this conversation again, share it with friends, that sort of thing, you will find it as a podcast at iTunes and at KHUM.com.
Happy Tree.